Thank you.
All right, we have a public comment period. Yes, Mr. Jenkins?
I don't go to the bathroom.
Thank you. Doug Jenkins with Twin River Waterman Association. Glasses folks up here on me or something. I can't see what I've written down. I would like a permit to check on the seed arches that were planted in the Nominee and the King Copsco area. Most of these arches were washed overboard by a very high pressure hose and subject to there may be a lot of damage done to the seed arches because they were what we refer to as snaps, very thin shell arches. And lack of permit for to go and test these arches a month or so from now to see if they survived that pressure hose. would request that a marine officer would, you know, be with us as we go to test them. Yeah, I think it'd be very valuable information to VMRC as well as everybody involved in waiting to look at them a year later and saying, well, the rays may have damaged them, or the water quality may have damaged them, or disease may have damaged them. There may have been, a lot of them may have been damaged when there was pressure washed overboard. Most of the planters that I've dealt with over the years wouldn't approve of that. It's all right for washing shells overboard with high pressure, but most of them, if they use water, they use what they call a low high volume of water in low pressure where the arches was actually flooded overboard. You hit something over high pressure, as tender as a thin shell arster, then it does damage. So I was wondering if the commissioner or Jack would...
Jack, can you take care of that?
Permit that?
That kind of permit can be issued by the commissioner. Just need a something in writing from you, a letter of request describing when you want to do it.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Doug, I'd like to go with you when you do that.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Fine. Probably wait at least a month or so because with the water temperature as it is now, even though an arster would be damaged or dead in the shell, it still would have meat in it. So, and what I did was I collected about a 10-quart bucket full as it was dumped on the ground and put them in scattered them in a peeler pot and hanged them over at the end of the pier. So, as to test whether there was damage before they got there as well as afterwards, you know. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Any more? Tom?
My name's Tom Powers. I live in Pocosin, Virginia. A year ago, February, this commission approved a regulation restricting the waters around Plum Tree Island that are marked currently with NOAA signs saying no access. And when you did that regulation, I spoke and requested that you consider something relating to a sunset clause, and Colonel Bowman agreed with that, and the commission verbally said they were going to put that in the regulation. It didn't happen. A month in March or April of last year, the Army Corps, or the NOAA or Army Corps, whoever owns it, changed their restrictions. And now you can, it was before you could not even go beyond the signs into the waters, and now you cannot disturb the bottom. So you can take a boat in and drift over across of it. You can set gill nets in there. I believe you can haul seine in that area also. Thus, the regulation that's on the books is inconsistent with the Army Corps. I've heard from city staffers in Pocosin that they're going to start enforcing these regulations. The Coast Guard is next year. or this spring. I'm requesting that not this month, but maybe next month, that the staff look at this regulation and see if they can get it to come in compliance with the Army Corps' notice. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
We don't public comment.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Eric Weller. I'm from Virginia Beach. I would like to ask the commission to consider relocating the check site for relaying of shellfish from the Long Bay Point Marina to the Virginia Beach Municipal Marina. Myself and Mr. Meekins have been relaying shellfish in the past. And because we've lost our clean relay sites in Broad Bay, we've had to relocate to the mouth of the Lynn Haven in the Chesapeake Bay. And logistically speaking for us, it would serve us better to use the commercial pier at the Municipal Marina in lieu of traveling all the way back to Long Creek, turning around, traveling back out. And I don't think it would put any of the inspectors in a bind because for them it wouldn't be a far travel.
I will have we'll have staff look into that.
Okay.
Colonel and Jack will look into that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
My name's Tim Daniels, and I've got a few fishing boats over in the little boat harbor, and I'm asking the commission for a sea bass permit or a bycatch permit. I had a vessel that was in construction, and it just missed the date for being able to land sea bass for a few days or a few weeks, and I haven't been able to land sea bass in Virginia for 2 or 3 years now.
Commissioner, I wanted to provide a copy of the letter that Mr. Daniels sent us, and also I wanted to provide a copy of the current sea bass regulation and in a minute.
All right.
Currently, the hardship exemption for black sea bass, as of which we had a few cases in 2005. Like I said, along with the letter is a copy of the current regulation. You'll see at the top of the regulation there's page numbers, and if you're looking at page 4 of 7. The very bottom of the page, I believe, is subsection E, which states that with the black sea bass fishery, when the individual state quota is set, when the state quota is set, we take out 17,000 pounds of that, set aside for any hardship cases that come before. That number. That allocation that would be granted for a hardship falls under our directed fishery. What Mr. Daniels is seeking for his vessel, which is currently fishing and has a federal black sea bass permit, is a bycatch permit to allow him to land sea bass here. Now, in this regulation, we stipulated that if someone was granted a hardship, we didn't want them to be able to turn and sell their shares. The sea bass fishery with the directed fishery is similar to the striped bass fishery where you have transferable quota. There is no stipulation in this regulation that says if a hardship is granted, that person can't then instead ask to go into the bycatch fishery and have a bycatch permit, and they would be fishing off that section of the quota that is set aside for bycatch.
Well, see, are you asking for something today?
Well, as soon as possible.
sea bass fishery is about over for this year, you know, for the troll boats.
We kind of adopted a policy here that we just can't act on every request that comes at the public comment period. We'll take them under advisement, but I don't want to catch you in a bind here either if it's possible to do this.
We feel that the case presented before us, Mr. Daniels did show that that there was during the qualifying period that the boat was being worked on and was unable to.
So is staff prepared to recommend it today without any problem? Okay. Any special way you want to word it? We need a motion or?
Okay. Does this need to be amended?
No, I don't see that it does. No, and in the cases that came before before the commission in 2005, they were awarded set poundage, which was based on the lowest shares that were in the directed fishery.
Right. But how about your other point?
Well, I feel that if Mr. Daniels is looking for a bycatch permit as a member of the directed fishery, which would be the hardship granting, he would be able then to give up his directed share of the quota and fish in the bycatch fishery and be able to land on a bycatch basis.
All right. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robinson.
I just want to make sure I understand exactly what we're issuing. You're asking for us to issue you a hardship permit. Now, is that a bycatch? That's a hardship bycatch permit. Is that the specific permit?
No, I think it's a hardship permit. It's one where you get the least amount of sea bass that you can get. What I'm asking for is if that's the only way I think it can be done, the way it's set up. You know, I have a federal permit to catch sea bass, and I can land them in every state but my own home state. You know, and just because I missed the qualifying period, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 days, really.
But is your federal permit a directed or bycatch permit?
Your federal permit is directed. You can catch so many pounds per year. Virginia has a landing permit. You know, you either have a bycatch permit or you can have a directed permit. And you had to qualify for that in so many years.
But is the request today for a bycatch permit
the hardship exemption that the commission would be granting is for the lowest share in the directed fishery,
which is approximately how much?
About 2,000 pounds.
Okay, and that'd be coming out of a set aside that we are a reserve.
That's correct.
That's already been set aside.
Right, but
it's not the demands that are placed on that right now are not in excess of what's available in the reserve. Okay.
Mr. Biden?
I didn't think I was confused at first, but I've got more so as we go along.
So,
I thought from the beginning of the conversation he would like to have a bycatch permit so he doesn't have to discard sea bass when he's fishing for other things.
That's correct.
Is that not in our privy to do that?
That's right. There's no hardship exemption for a bycatch permit. There is for a directed fishery permit. You grant him the directed fishery permit, he's in the directed fishery. Anyone in the directed fishery is free at any time to give up their directed permit and fish in the bycatch fishery, which I assume Mr. Daniels would prefer to do. So you're just
thank you.
All right. What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move on the request and issue the hardship permit.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Babin. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else in the public comment period? All right. Thank you very much.
There's a whole lot of them.
First of all, is Shirley back in the room?
I think she's eating.
Did they want us to take a break and come out there now? All right, we'll have to take a short break, and then we'll come back in and have the public hearing on the artificial reef. Shirley, first of all, I apologize for having to step out while you were making your fine presentation.
She's a gourmet steak person.
When you call, you have to go. But anyway, we'll be taking a break right now.
Anything.
Right.
Start out by
That's one complete set. There are 81 statements.